President Trump has been sending messages about his condition to the public through Twitter, including a video message yesterday from the hospital.
So it's been a very interesting journey. I learned a lot about COVID. I learned it by really going to school. This is the real school. This isn't the let's read the book school. And I get it and I understand it.
Joining us now to talk more about this is former chair of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele. He's a member of the Lincoln Project, a group of Republicans working against President Trump, and he has endorsed Democratic candidate Joe Biden. Welcome to Here and Now.
It's good to be with you.
So, Michael, as a Republican, you're one of the few that has been publicly critical of the Trump administration. I want to talk with you more about the state of the Republican Party. But first, We're getting conflicting messages about the president's health. What would you like to see the administration and the Trump campaign do now in response?
Just be honest for once, you know, and in 4 years, be honest at least about the health of the president. And the problem is the president is dictating the talking points. He's dictating the narrative, and he's pushing this strongman ideal that, you know, somehow he's bigger and better than COVID. He's a 74-year-old obese white man. This is not a good scenario to have COVID-19 in. So honesty, caution, those things would be very helpful in this hour, but I don't think we'll see it coming.
Well, on Wednesday night, Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to appear in the first vice presidential debate. What messages do you want to hear from him specifically on the coronavirus response? He was the head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
He's going to try to placate Trump as much as possible. I mean, Trump essentially took over the leadership of the task force, even though he put the vice president in charge. So it's going to be an interesting little walk for him to try to promote the efforts that he was pushing inside the task force versus what ultimately was put out in front of the public, which was a lot of counter messaging, a lot of confusion. And it'll be a very different debate from the one we saw last week because, you know, Pence doesn't have a blustering kind of personality. So he's actually going to try to answer the questions. And that's where it's going to get, I think, a little bit dicey.
What advice would you give to lawmakers who failed so far to reach another coronavirus relief deal? Who needs to give up what?
Well, you know, the reality of it is the Democrats started at $3 trillion. The Republicans wanted no more than $1 trillion in new relief. The Democrats have come down to $1.5 trillion, and the Republicans are $2 trillion, and the Republicans are still on $1 trillion. And so there is no effort to move forward on this. They are fast-tracking the nomination of Judge Barrett to the Supreme Court, and slow tracking relief for families and communities on coronavirus. And that tells you everything you need to know about this moment, where the priorities of the administration and the Republican leadership, and I hate saying this as a Republican, it's just stunning to me that we can be so tone deaf to what's going on in the country.
Well, I want to ask you about that. I mean, Trump is such a dominant force that he silences almost all criticism from within the party. How would you describe the state of the party right now?
A mess, disjointed, unfocused, undisciplined, voiceless. And that's evident by the fact that the party didn't have a platform. Remember, the leadership came in saying that we would manage the president. We would help him as a political neophyte. And what have we seen? Nothing but capitulation and collaboration as opposed to strong-handed guidance for a guy who has no clue what he's doing.
Well, you've said in the past that it's important for people like you as a man of color to be in the room, so to speak. Well, what keeps you in the room at this point as a Republican when so much of the party is dominated by Trump politics?
Because someone has to keep the lights on for the values that drew me to the party as a young man. I still think those things matter. I still think being responsible to the communities in which we live, helping create economic engines so businesses can thrive and grow, making government work for people, those things still have some value for me. But right now, the fight is worth it, and we'll see how the voters judge it this November. And if they judge that Trump deserves another 4 years, I can only tell you, strap in, because the next 4 years will make the last four look like calm and less chaotic.
Michael Steele is former chair of the Republican National Committee. Michael, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.